Jason Miller here on Kayak Fishing Radio, the Wild West Show. Haven't heard from Dennis Spike in a little while, but hopefully we'll get him on the show here soon. A couple things to go over here in the Oregon area. First and foremost, of course, spring Chinook. Can't say any more than that. If you're fishing the Portland area in the Willamette River, if you're not fishing the Portland area in the Willamette River, let me rephrase that. If you're not fishing in the Portland, Oregon area on the Willamette River, you are missing out. Fishing is hot. These king salmon, they're thick. They're coming through. Right now is the time to do it. Fishing's just been super awesome. You don't want to miss out on that. If you're beyond Portland, fishing above the Bonneville Dam is still open. I know in this week, up until, except for Wednesday. Wednesday it's closed. You got to allow the Indians to get out there with their gill nets and wipe out the river. Fish the Columbia, the Wind River area, Drano, huge. They just had 18,000 fish go over the Bonneville Dam. So Drano and, like I said, Wind River are hot right now. I saw a photo earlier of a very young kid, 5 years old, hooked up with his first spring Chinook salmon ever, came up to the boat, weighed in at right around 20 pounds. You know, hey, that's awesome. Mad props to that kid. I know I'm jealous. I haven't had a 20-pound Chinook on my line for way too long. You jump in and say, Happy Mother's Day, of course. I almost forgot about that part. This, of course, Mother's Day, and my mom's out. I'm assuming she's on the back of my dad's Harley somewhere. And I'm spending time with some friends. We're getting ready to barbecue and have a good time. Going back to fishing. Had to get that out of the way. Fishing. If you're rather pursue bass, we've had a huge string of great, sunny, awesome weather lately. Water temperatures have improved drastically. The smallmouth bite is picking up strong. Today, we hit somewhere near 90 degrees here in Portland. Of course, that's driving the water temperature way up. It's helping quite a bit. I personally love crankbaits. If you're fishing the Willamette and Columbia systems, anything in a crawfish pattern is the way to go right now. Be it a jig in a crawfish pattern, be it a crankbait in a crawfish pattern, anything you throw at them in a red and black, it's going to be the way to go. Do it, and you will be successful. Keep it up in the shallows, especially with these high sunny days. They're searching for that warmer, warm water right now. We're getting close to breeding season. Get up in there and do some fishing. You don't want to pass it up. If you've got a small lake or pond near you, get on that right now. Personally, if you've got a lake or pond near you, get the kayak out there, and I would throw wacky rigs. This is the time of year. The bass are getting very close to the spawn. The males are, you know, building their little nests, and they're protecting them heavily. I like to go wacky worm, give it, because that gives them time to think about something and say, hey, is this invading my turf or not? Boom, you're going to hook up with a big bass. This is the time of year that I know Mike Iaconelli hooked up with the biggest bass of his life. And it was on a wacky rig, throwing up close to the shore, up on the beds. This is the time to do it. You know. Again, for if you're bass fishing, Senkos. Personally, I like the pumpkins, the watermelons. I wouldn't stray too far from that. Go for those colors. Throw them up in there, like I said, in a wacky style. And they're going to hit it, without a doubt. If you're fishing some deeper water, you can do a wacky, weighted wacky setup. You can do that in a drop shot style, or what I really like. Over the guys over at greentackle.com have a lead-free weighted wacky jig. Super slick. Pick that up in about 1/16th to 1/8th of an ounce. Helps get that bait drop a little bit quicker. Puts it right on the bed, right where you need to be to get the good bass trick. I personally, I'm getting ready for trout. I know it seems weird, it's not a big fish, but it's a whole lot of fun. Out on the Deschutes River, we are getting ready for the salmon fly hatch. Now, these are big bugs. The hatch has already started. It's been very slow, but these adult bugs are already coming out on the water. Ideally, you want to start using, I like to use a floating adult bug, topwater fly, big giant salmon fly, and then underneath that, run a good size 8 or size 6 salmon fly nymph. So that way you're getting both of the best trout fishing that you can. They're underwater, they're hitting these big giant adult salmon fly nymphs, and they're also hitting the adults that are falling into the water. So present both of those on the fly. I'll be doing that next week out on the Deschutes River. Of course, the hatch is picking up everywhere west of the Cascades. So the Deschutes River, the Hood River is a good place. There's tons of streams. The Yakima River in eastern Washington. Anything in the east side of the Cascades, start throwing those salmon fly nymphs and picking up those trout on those rivers. Saltwater.
No,
he's going to start
first question.
Okay. I'm multitasking here. They're in the car. Sorry about that. He said, I'm over at Friend's house, and they're moving cars around. Anyway, east of the Cascades, salmon fly hatch. Get on it right now. The Yakima River, there is a Mother's Day caddisfly hatch. If you're not out there right now, you are really missing out. I mean, it is killer. Topwater caddisfly. The Yakima is totally kayak fishable. So provided you've got a kayak, suited for the rivers. And in that aspect, I'm talking 10, 11, 12, no more than 13 feet. If you've got a Trident 13, that is as big as I would go. A Hobie Revo, that'll work out there. I would probably leave the Mirage Drive at home because you're going to spend more time paddling through the skinny water than you are actually using that Mirage Drive. If you've got an inflatable boat, of course, one of my favorites, the NRS Pike, it's going to be killer on the water. Beyond that, you can't beat a Jackson Coosa for river fishing. So that's what I'm going to be fishing here soon on the Deschutes. I'm going to be running that Jackson Coosa. That's going to be awesome. On the Yakima, the Jackson Coosa, again, it's going to be the best boat to get you on the water, through the skinny stuff, and on to the areas where fishing is best. Let's see, what else? We got trout, we got salmon. Saltwater, it's, the coast is really wishy-washy this time of year. I know yesterday and today, if you wanted to get out there for halibut or biglings and rockfish, yesterday and today were the best days to do it. After today, that surf level's going way too high, in my opinion, to get out there safely on a kayak. Go to magicseaweed.com. That's my website of choice when it comes to finding out what's going on with the ocean. See what the surf level is. See what the swell level and period is. And if it's below 6 feet, get out there and go fishing. You know, but if it's much more above that, you know, you might want to think about hitting up some flat water. Hit up the Willamette or the Columbia above Bonneville for some springers, you know, something like that. Keep your eye on Magic Seaweed. The fishing's been on and off in the salt water. It really depends on when and where you go. You know, the other week I went out there, I had a mediocre day on the water, whereas the day before the guys that were out there had a phenomenal day on the water. So pick and choose, you know, and err on the side of safety. That's the only way to go. And be safe out there. You know, like I said, you know, have a VHF radio. If you're in the salt water, fly that safety flag. And no matter where you're fishing, wear your PFD. That's all I got for this week. Thanks for tuning in to Kayak Fishing Radio, the Wild West Show. Please be sure to tune in next week. We will have a full show for you next week. I'll have Dennis Pike back here. We're going to be talking about all things kayak fishing on the West Coast. And, of course, at that point, I'm going to be gearing up heavy. I'm going to be hitting the Deschutes just days after next week's show. And I'm excited for that. So, like I said, tune in next week. We're going to have a ton of info. Thanks for tuning in currently on Mother's Day for Kayak Fishing, the Wild, Wild West.